Your Sonic game recap goes inside the locker room after the ninth straight loss for the Texans as they fall at home to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Does this one hurt any worse?
I've said it every single week. They all hurt the exact same.
JJ, Ben Tate said he was embarrassed the way they played. Dwayne, and he felt bad for the city. Dwayne apologized to the city. Do you have any kind of general thoughts in terms of that sort of thing?
I mean, this isn't what anybody expected. So, sucks. I mean, it's not very fun.
Ben Tate said he thought at times you guys maybe lack the intensity that you have to win at the NFL level. Are you noticing that, you guys, these last few games? And obviously not you and not some of the defensive stuff, but as an overall whole.
We just need to find a way to win. That's simple as that.
How much do you anticipate a lot of change with what's happened this year, maybe in the offseason or even sooner than that?
Offseason's a long ways away. I got a game to worry about this week, and that's what I'm worried about.
Can you take us through your emotions during the game as you're trying to get the job done? You're waiting to see if points get scored. What's this all like for you, JJ?
I wake up. I get excited. I come to the stadium. I go out and do my pregame routine. I come out to play, intense, focused, and excited. I play, and I play as hard as I can possibly play. And the last 9 weeks, I come back here, take a shower, and get extremely frustrated.
Is this the most frustrated you've been in your entire football career at any level?
Yeah, by far.
The expectations for these guys were so high, for you guys, were so high going in.
Every team at the beginning of the training camp got the same expectations. Make trip to the playoffs, win your division, go to the Super Bowl. Obviously, you know, expectations were here just because of the last two seasons. But, you know, right now, that's all out the window.
Is it any more painful losing to a team that had one win?
They all the same, but this one definitely hurts, you know, because we know deep down there's no way in hell we should have lost this game. You know, it doesn't matter what the score says. I know we shouldn't have lost this game, but, you know, we lost it, so we can only deal with it. It is what it is.
Ben Tate said he was embarrassed by the way this offense has played. The production, is that a word you would use, or if there's something else that you would use, what would be appropriate for you?
Summed it up. You know, you look at the game as a whole and what our defense did to try to keep us in the game, and it's very embarrassing, you know, for an offense to go out there and score 6 points. That's not us. That's not us. That's not the kind of production that we are known for. That's not a production that we expect of ourselves. We expect to be much more dominant than that, especially when we're playing, you know, to trying to snap an 8-game losing streak or stop a 9-game losing streak.
Any more painful losing to that team?
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, talk down about the Jaguars. They always play us tough. You know, every game we've been in, no matter the record, it's always been a tough physical game, you know. So, you know, they did what they had to do when they came here and handled business. It's tough to lose our ninth game in a row. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Ben says he feels very bad for the city. Some thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, our fans do everything they can to back us and, you know, to stay loyal and to stay inspired and motivated to cheer us on. You know, we didn't really put our best performance out there and give them much to really cheer about or to be encouraged about, you know. So, you know, it's tough. I apologize for the fans. To the fans, you know, we gotta put a better effort out there next week.
To me, you know, it's just what we 2-9. To look at the record and be 2-9, you would think this time of the season it'd be flipped the other way, you know, with this team. So.
Are you worried about your coach's job security?
Honestly, I can't worry about their job security. I gotta worry about me doing my job. You know, if I do my job and maybe we start getting some W's, then that won't be an issue.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's tough, man. Once you practice all week, coming to the game feeling the way you feel, and we go out there and lose. I mean, yeah, it's got to be tough. It is tough.
You guys look flat out there. You look kind of lifeless after a while. Did it feel that way?
Nah, man. I mean, I'm out there on the field. They don't feel that way. Everybody's out there playing their heart out. I mean, everybody's giving it their all. So, I mean, we just got to figure out what it is that we're not doing and just capitalize on it.
In that defensive unit, after failed, third down by your offense, who do you guys
kind of rally around to stay motivated and to stay up as a unit when you get back, have to go right back on the field?
It's just, you know, we feed off of each other's energy. It's not just one person. I mean, we do have captains on there like JJ and all that, but, you know, it's a mindset that we all share. You know, no matter what, we're just going to keep fighting till the end.
Is it tough getting the intensity each week up to where it needs to be in the midst of this nine-game streak?
I would say it's, you know, the energy level definitely fluctuates, you know. I mean, you can see on the sidelines, like, you know, snap, here we go again, things like that. And, you know, not a whole lot of energy. We're like, man, we're just going to have to go back out there and just, you know, do our thing, especially on defense. But, I mean, you can't let that get in your head. It's just, you know, a mindset, you know, just go out there and just play no matter what, you know, type of adversity you face.
Just sting anymore because it's them?
Of course. I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, I don't care who it is, you know. I mean, losing the game hurts, you know. I don't care if it's, you know, high school team. I want to win, and that's what we're out there for. We're out there to win. And past, I don't know how many weeks now it's been, we haven't won the ball game, so it hurts.